U.S. Steel unveiled a new battery-powered locomotive for its Clairton Coke Works near Pittsburgh on Monday. The company is replacing two of its diesel locomotives with electric-powered units through a state grant. For the Allegheny Front, Reed Fraser reports.
Mike Nicoletti stands beside a new rail car, a coat of fresh blue paint on its side, at U.S. Steel's massive Clairton Coke Works.
Here's your high-voltage cabinet. This is all your traction. All your traction control.
The locomotive is one of two U.S. Steel has bought from Nicoletti's company, Innovative Rail Technologies, with help from a Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection grant. The company will use one of these at its nearby Edgar Thompson Steel plant in Braddock, and one here in Clairton, the largest coke plant in the United States.
For U.S. Steel, you have a dedicated captive fleet of locomotives that serves locally, and that it gives you a more predictable charging schedule, more predictable routing, and that's kind of your advantage where you get into pure electrification.
Nicoletti says U.S. Steel is the first North American steelmaker to use battery-operated locomotives. These battery-operated trains use brand new technology. Nicoletti says a plant like U.S. Steel's is an ideal place to start using it.
I think the technology first has to take roots here at places like U.S. Steel that want to embrace the technology. If you look at the industry historically, all the major technological changes happen in the yard, in the industrial settings.
The money for the locomotives comes from Pennsylvania's portion of the 2017 Volkswagen Dieselgate settlement. That's when the German automaker was caught deliberately cheating its federal emissions tests. The state paid $4.5 million. U.S. Steel paid the rest, about $2.3 million. The battery-operated locomotives will emit no carbon dioxide or particulate matter. They'll be used to haul iron ore, coke, and steel, and will save 40,000 gallons of diesel fuel a year. U.S. Steel CEO David Burritt said at the unveiling ceremony for the locomotives that it was part of his company's efforts to lower its environmental impact.
And when you have reduced emissions, reduced fuel consumption, and also even reduced sound with this innovative technology, it really says volumes about what we're doing as a company.
Emissions reductions from the locomotives would be a tiny fraction of the company's local carbon footprint. According to the U.S. EPA, the company is one of the top greenhouse gas emitters in the state. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Fraser.